Think, chapter 3, salvation. The key question, how do I have a relationship with God? Have you heard of the Garden of Eden? It was the very first garden God created, a beautiful, peaceful place where Adam and Eve lived. At first, everything was wonderful. God was the Father, and Adam and Eve were His children. They had a perfect relationship that should have lasted forever, but one day something went wrong. Old Testament, Adam and Eve disobey God, Genesis 2 through 3. God created the first man and woman on day 6. Adam and Eve did everything together, and they spent time walking and talking with God. They were all very happy. But Satan, God's enemy, could not stand God's perfect world. "I must do something," Satan decided. So he made himself look like a snake and wrapped himself around the branch of the tree of wisdom. Satan stuck out his forked tongue to smell the ripe fruit from the beautiful tree. "Simply scrumptious," the snake hissed. Eve heard the snake and asked, "What is scrumptious?" The snake answered, "This fruit." "That is the fruit from the tree of wisdom," said Eve. "God has said we can't eat from that tree. If we do, we will die." "No, you won't die," said the snake. "God is afraid you will gain the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat the fruit, you will be like God." Eve wanted to eat some fruit, even though God had told her and Adam not to. So she took a bite. "Mmm," she said. Adam saw that Eve didn't die when she ate the fruit. She offered him some, and Adam took a bite. Suddenly, Adam and Eve realized they were naked. They ran and hid in the bushes. Then God called to Adam and Eve. They did not answer, but God knew where they were. "Why are you hiding from me?" He asked. "We didn't want you to see us naked," Adam answered. "You have eaten from the forbidden tree," God said. "I love you both, but you may not live in my garden anymore." It was a very sad day for everyone. The jump to Jesus. When Adam and Eve sinned, they had to leave the garden. They had to be separated from God. It looked like God's perfect relationship with His children was destroyed, but it wasn't. God had a marvelous plan to put that relationship right again. He would show His people how their sins could be forgiven. God planned to send His only Son, Jesus, to die for our sins.